This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When Jesus had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" The disciples said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought the colt to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As Jesus rode along, the people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As Jesus was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen. In Jesus, the people have witnessed divine deeds of power. They have seen Jesus cast out demons. They've seen him heal women, children, and men, and not just heal, but restore people into community. They've seen Jesus aid the disciples in a miraculous catch of fish. They have seen Jesus forgive sins, something only God can do. They've seen Jesus eat with tax collectors and prostitutes and others on the outside, turning societal expectations on their heads. They have seen Jesus raise the dead, not just once, but multiple times. They have seen his power over the elements of creation as he calmed the storm. They've seen Jesus give his disciples authority over demons and the ability to cure illnesses. And they have seen Jesus take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed probably around 15,000 people. The people have seen all of this and more. And that does not even include all of the incredible teachings that Jesus has given them. In Jesus, the people have witnessed divine deeds of power. And on this day, what we now call Palm Sunday, the people chose to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." They lay their cloaks on the road as they celebrate Jesus processing into the holy city of Jerusalem. It is a beautiful day of celebration of God incarnate in Jesus the Christ. It is a day of praise. And on this day of praise, I wonder, what are the deeds of power that you have seen? What are the things that you have witnessed God doing in our world? What are the things that you love best about our Creator, about Jesus the Christ, about the Holy Spirit? What is it about God that calls you to praise God? And I wonder what that praise looks like in your life. I could be wrong here, okay? But I doubt that in our daily lives, there are very many of us cutting down palm branches and crying out, "Hosanna, save us." I doubt even more that we are laying our cloaks on the road for donkeys to process over. I doubt that we're laying our cloaks on the road and saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." I could be wrong, but I don't think that's what praise looks like in our everyday lives. So how do you praise God in your daily life? Does your praise look like singing hymns and songs? Does your praise look like acts of service, doing the things that God calls us to? Does your praise look like caring for creation and admiring God's handiwork in the natural world? Does your praise look like advocacy and justice? Does your praise of God look like teaching your children and your grandchildren to love God too? How do you praise God? My siblings, today, I want you to take a minute to really think about these questions. Because today, we mirror the praise of the people on Palm Sunday by repeating their words and their actions, waving palm branches. But I don't want us to just go through the motions of what our ancestors did. If we just go through the motions, if we do not in earnest think of our own reasons for praising God and the ways that we truly praise God in our daily lives, then we don't just mirror the actions of our ancestors, we in many ways make a mockery of those actions. We do not honor them. And we certainly do not honor God if we just go through the motions. If we truly want to celebrate Palm Sunday, then we must name our own reasons for praising God and the ways that we praise God today. So, I am asking you to take the next minute and think. Think of the deeds of power that you have seen. Think of the things that you have witnessed God doing in our world. Think of the things that you love best about our Creator, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. Think of all the reasons that you have to praise the Lord. And think of what that praise looks like in your life. How do you praise God? Take a moment. So think of those questions now. And Tina, if you'll put them on the screen so people can see them too. Now that you've had a moment to think for yourself, I'm going to ask you to turn to a neighbor and tell them just one of the things, just one of the things that you love about God. Tell them just one of the reasons that you have in your life for praising the Lord. And tell them just one of the ways that you praise God. Today, we honor and praise God by sharing with someone else what you love most about God and how you show that love. So go ahead and turn to somebody sitting near you and share. My siblings, there are a multitude of reasons to praise the Lord. And as we journey through this Holy Week, we will see more and more reasons to praise God. Because in this Holy Week, humankind will reveal the very worst of themselves. What we speak of on Good Friday, it's not ancient history. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ, it happens every day in our world. It happens whenever we inflict cruelty, suffering, poverty, prejudice on others. It happens whenever we fail to do what is right and good and just. Every time we hurt our neighbor, or we fail to help a neighbor in need, we kill Jesus again and again. And we reveal the very worst of ourselves. But when we reveal the worst of ourselves, God meets this with the very best of God. God meets our violence with peace. God meets our prejudice with belonging. God meets our apathy with hope. God meets our sin with forgiveness. God meets our hatred with love. God will meet death with resurrection life. My siblings, on Palm Sunday, the people praised God for the divine deeds of power that they had witnessed in Jesus. But the best was yet to come. Because when they revealed the very worst of themselves, God met it with the very best of God. And that unconditional love, that resurrection life, that is why I praise God today. That is why today I choose to praise God. by lifting my voice and my heart in song, by raising a palm branch and crying, Hosanna, save us. Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.